The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
This is Steve Heisler, and you are tuned in to the Injured Senior Podcast. I am with Carol Stern and critically acclaimed author David Black, author of the biography Ripped Apart, Living Misdiagnosed. Carol, so in your opinion, what is the biggest misconception about medical malpractice?
Well, it depends on where you're looking at. From a doctor's eyes, if they make a mistake, it's the first thing they think of. They're thinking, oh, they're going to get sued. I've got to cover this up. From a patient, when you go in to an emergency room or you have to go in the hospital, you're not going in there to sue anybody. You're going in there to get better. And in the midst of all that, you have the insurance companies that are fighting both sides, which isn't helping the matter. So I'm thinking the biggest misconception is not working together to fix a problem, whatever it is.
So what were the biggest lessons that you took from this whole experience with Gary?
You don't put doctors on pedestals, and we need to change the healthcare system. It's wrong. Americans need to take it back and take it out of the insurance hands. They do way too much, and it's messing with every human being, every American that needs help. They're not getting the help they need because of the way the system is. It's broken. It needs to be fixed.
And do you have any answers or solutions or ideas as to how Americans can take back the healthcare system?
First and foremost, everybody that's in Congress needs to cover up the R's and the D's and put an A there. Because we're Americans, they need to think of America first, and they need to make sure that insurance companies cannot just deny somebody on a medication that can fix them, or a test, in my husband's case, that could have corrected a problem simply because it costs a little bit of money. That would have cost them a few thousand dollars for the test, I'm assuming, but instead it costs millions. Because they didn't do it. Because the insurance companies didn't want them to. A pill that costs $1,000 a month cost them 6 months later, and I'm talking about my sister, two surgeries that was over $500,000 because they were refusing to give her medication that worked on her. The system is broken. They need to fix it. And this is how we start. Second of all, we need everybody that has any kind of records needs to go into a database with your social security number. When you go into an emergency room in California, but you're from Baltimore, the ER doctor should be able to look up your history and see everything on it. And they would see that you didn't have any type of problems for 15 years, so why would they think of it now? You're not even allowed to talk to a primary care physician down the street when you're in an ER. But if doctors had it in their face on the computer before they even go see the patient, then they'd know the history. You can't get that. It's wrong. It's broken. It needs to be fixed.
Did the doctors, when Gary first presented, with the symptoms that mimicked Crohn's disease, did they do the proper testing to see, just to double check and make sure that their diagnosis was accurate?
They did testing for Crohn's, absolutely, and they all came back negative, but one was inconclusive. That in itself shows that, well, we need to look at something else, which would have been an endoscope, which would have seen the upper part of his abdomen, and they would have seen the ulcer. But they didn't do that. They went with an inconclusive compared to the negatives that they had in front of them also. Oh, it's inconclusive, so we're just going to treat him for it.
Right. All they had to do was the endoscopy, and they just they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
And we've had lots, I think all of us have had experiences similar to what Carol and Gary had, where doctors don't listen because, after all, they're the experts and we're merely the patients. And I've run into that in a much less tragic situation, and I'm sure many of us have, where you go in and doctors get in their mind what's wrong with you, and they don't always listen to you, and no one knows your body better than you, and no one knows the symptoms better than you. But the doctors, of course, they want to be heroes. That's why they became doctors, and some of them are, unfortunately, their mirrors, not windows. It only works one way.
Carol, I heard you started a charity. Can you tell our Injured Senior Nation a little bit about the charity?
Well, it's on the ground floor. We haven't got it up and running yet. But what we are doing is starting a charity that's Angels Advocate. And what it's going to be when we finish getting it up and running is to help people that are advocates to know the different ways you can fight the system or what you need to do for your loved one that's being taken care of, such as senior citizens. In the organization, the charity that I'm starting, one thing that I really want to do is fight to make sure that every senior citizen home is allowed to have nanny cams in the room so their loved ones can watch what's going on 24 hours a day. If a place has a problem with it, it's not a place you should have your mother or father or your grandparents. And I want to fight that.
No, that's great news. And we'll be on the lookout for that. And hopefully Angels Advocates can continue the very, very high level of advocacy that you that you exhibited when you were doing that on behalf of your husband. So that's great news. David, where can our listeners get the book, and when is the book going to, when is it going to be on the streets?
I hope it's not on the streets. I hope it's in bookstores and in people's homes. I say that as a New Yorker, where anyone who lived in New York through the 70s, every block was covered with people selling secondhand books on the street, actually on the sidewalk. But it's now, you can get on Amazon. You'll be able to get it after June 22nd, which is the official pub date in local bookstores.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble, all local and regular bookstores. And I've got to say, I mean, I've written a lot, and I've done a lot of journalism and nonfiction, as well as fiction and TV and movies, and I've never run across an interview subject as open and candid and sane as Carol. And any virtue the book has is due to her. She is one of the most extraordinary human beings I've ever met. Oh, and by the way, she invented a procedure that doctors and hospitals still use.
Wow. Is there a patent in your near future, Carol, as far as that procedure?
Absolutely not. I did that so people could be better not to get anything out of it. I wanted the doctors to do it the right way.
That's great. And it's amazing that, you actually were able to, invent something that, the medical establishment actually might use to help save lives and maybe prevent some of the medical carelessness that Gary had to unfortunately experience in the future. So, you know, that's great to hear, Carol. And we want to hear more about that later on, about how that's working out. Listen, it's so nice to have you both here today. It's a heartbreaking story. And really, it's a real expose on the dark side of the medical system. I want to thank both of you for coming on. Carol, if anyone who's listening today from our Injured Senior Nation wants to reach out to you, maybe to tell you their story about their loved one who had a similar plight as Gary, or might be in the middle of something and might want to get some advice on how to advocate to the best of their ability on behalf of their loved one, how do they get in touch with you?
The quickest and the easiest way to get in touch with me is if you go on Facebook and you put in Ripped Apart, our page will come up. If you leave any message under any of those, I promise I will get back to it, and I'll do whatever I can. I really want to help people so they don't have to go through what Carrie went through. And that's all I want.
Got it. That's awesome. Now, David, if anyone wants to reach out to you, or if they just want to get on your social media and see what's going on in your in your professional life, how can they find out about that?
The same thing on Facebook. Either contact me through my link, David Black, or respond to any of the book's online pages, and I'll get the message.
All right. Well, the both of you, again, thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to have you back on in a future episode to kind of find out what's going on in both of your lives. Injured Senior Nation, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Carol Stern and David Black for appearing on the show today. If you love the Injured Senior podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. If you'd like to come on the show and tell us your story, kind of like what we just heard from Carol and David about Gary Stern, we'd sure love to have you on the show. Feel free to email me at steve@injuredseniorhotline.com. I answer all emails, so I'll be more than happy to catch up with you and see if we can have you on the show. So until next time, thanks so much for listening today, Injured Senior Nation. I am so looking forward to next week's show. Stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.